Well, you also got to remember that, you know, you're looking back at it now from the, you know, from an era where every radio ships with the capability. DPL wasn't something that was easily done just a few years ago. You know, radios didn't come with DPL until kind of recently. It's probably been a number of years now, but everything's established now. Nobody wants to go changing their PL. You know, we like to standardize, first of all, so we like to have kind of like, you know, you pretty much know the PLs in this area are going to be, you know, 100 on VHF, 107.2 on UHF, or 123 in this area. You kind of know any area you go into. And nobody wants to, like, monkey with that. And when that was established was before DPL was readily available for the, you know, to everybody. You know, not now, you know, hey, why aren't we doing this? Well, we couldn't, you know. It's like saying, why isn't everybody running DMR, you know? It's like, well, it's a, you know, in the grand scheme, you know, we've been running analog repeaters since the, you know, since the 40s, you know, 50s. And, you know, and, you know, the digital modes are relatively current. They're, you know, less 20 years or so. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we do analog like we do. And the same thing could be said for DPL, you know. So that, you know, looking back now, you know, with all these radios that all do it, okay, you know. But, hell, I remember when I first got in the hobby, there were radios that didn't even do PL.